I'm walking through downtown Jacksonville at lunchtime, holding this cardboard sign that says, "What's on your ballot?"
So am I going to be on the radio?
Possibly.
I'm asking people to read a printout of Referendum 1. Some say they support it. Others oppose it. But they all share a similar initial reaction.
It's very confusing. It's like, sounds like Big Bang Theory kind of stuff, you know? I mean, it just...
It looks complicated. I'm terrible at math, so...
No, it's not clear.
Those were Duval County residents Harold Harger, Dontario Floyd, and Greg Woody. Woody says he has no problem extending a half-cent sales tax, but he's hung up on the first few words.
What I want to know is why would they permanently close defined benefit retirement plans? That doesn't seem right to me at all.
We'll answer that in a second, but first some background. Jacksonville taxpayers are already paying a ton for pensions for police, firefighters, and general city employees. Pension costs are just under a third of Mayor Lenny Curry's proposed operating budget, and they're projected to rise every year for about 20 years, as Curry reminded bystanders in Heming Park this week.
To those that say, I don't want to have to deal with these pension costs, your taxpayer dollars right now are paying for these pension costs, and they're your taxpayer dollars that ought to be providing city services to you, like roads, infrastructure, parks, sidewalks, and investments in public safety.
His proposed solution is to take an existing half-cent per dollar sales tax that's set to end in 2030 and extend it as a dedicated pension funding source. Last year, that tax brought in around $73 million. But its extension comes with conditions. At least one of three pensions has to close to new members, and current members would have to kick in at least 10% of their salaries toward it. And unions representing city workers are okay with that.
You know, all the current employees who are in it will still keep their benefits that they have. They aren't going to lose anything.
Ben Carter is vice president of the biggest union for general city employees, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME. He says closing pensions to new hires will help end a long period of uncertainty for city workers.
For 7 years, in fact, a 2% pay cut, you know, in 7 years ago. So for our families, we've been put on hold, if you will, for those 7 years, trying to wait for this pension debt to be taken care of.
Carter blames equal parts mismanagement and the Great Recession for Jacksonville's underfunded pensions. If voters approve the referendum, his and several other unions will start negotiating whether they'll close their funds and what happens next. That means new hires could get a new kind of pension or enter the state retirement system or a privately managed plan. A city-commissioned actuarial report shows the closure and increased employee contributions will together reduce the city's pension costs by tens of millions of dollars a year for several years, and then increase them at a time when there's a dedicated funding source in place. Overall, the changes would cost $1.5 billion more spread out over about two decades, but the tax revenue could more than offset that. Still, Curry has some vocal opponents to his plan, many of whom live in Duval's beach towns. Beaches Watch Vice President Rory Diamond says many of his neighbors are among the no votes.
We're officially part of Jacksonville, but we're our own cities who've made our own choices, and we're not in this kind of mess, so why should we have to bail out the city of Jacksonville? We hear a lot of that.
Diamond himself supports the measure, but he understands their point of view. Other opponents are asking why the sales tax is the only option on the table. And then there's concerned taxpayers of Duval County, the group behind a lawsuit seeking to knock the pension referendum off the ballot for being too confusingly and misleadingly written. That suit is not expected to get a hearing before the August 30th primary, but even if voters say yes, it could throw out the election results and force the county to try something different. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.